This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We begin as we're with everything. What the Texans are doing is headed towards the 2025 season. Week one will be at SoFi Stadium versus the Los Angeles Rams, and who is going to be at quarterback remains a conversation. As yesterday, kind of a bombshell is dropped when it comes to Matt Stafford and his health. This is Adam Schefter of ESPN giving an update on the quarterback for the Rams.
My understanding is it is a total maintenance issue. Yes, he has had some back discomfort. He's had some pain. 37 years old, but they don't want to put him out there. They don't want to put any wear and tear on his body. He knows how the game works. He knows how the offense functions. He knows how his teammates think and operate. And so they are intentionally keeping him out in the interest of maintenance, self-preservation, and just wise caution. And my understanding is if the Rams had a game today, Matthew Stafford would be playing without a question. But it's August 5th. Again, there's no urgency to get him out there. There's still plenty of time before the season kicks off.
So that was yesterday. Earlier, and then we found out that apparently he's dealing with an aggravated disc, because that is a pair of words that you want to make sure that you say very carefully, but an aggravated disc, according to Ian Rappaport. So he's been receiving epidurals to aid in dealing with the injury, and that very much feels like that falls in line with my line of thinking that trick backs don't stop tricking.
Yeah, let me give you a confession right now, because it's absolutely how I feel.
Thank you.
Matt Stafford is not going to play against the Texans. I don't feel it. You have an epidural just to manage the pain and numb it, and maybe for examination purposes, and an aggravated disc. As someone who's lived with an aggravated disc for the better part of 20 years, I'm not 37 anymore, but brother, that it's more of a confession than anything, but not based on a whole lot other than what we're reading. I don't see him playing against the Texans.
Well, if you don't see him playing against the Texans, like,
it's Jimmy G time, baby.
Are you just looking at him not playing at all? Because it feels like he would have the best chance starting against the Texans the first game of the season. They're going to, as you heard Schefter mention, they're going to manage him all the way up. Yeah. And, you know, he's at a place in his career where you could reasonably not expect him to, you know, end up in any of these preseason games and get ready and, you know, be ready in fullness, like in all reality, as opposed to what we might say is get ready. Know what he's doing, step on the field week one and be ready. If that's the case, like, he would just stop playing football, right? If it's to the point where he can't be ready for week one.
I mean, it may come to that. It very well. We've seen the videos of Aaron Rodgers hobbling around, you know, and he doesn't have a bad back that we know of, just trying to move at age 41. Is he 41? Whatever he is.
Who's that? Stafford or Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I know that he's past 40.
But I mean, that at 37 with a bad back moving around, you could be right. They may try to start him against the Texans, I don't see where he will be the same Matt Stafford. And I'm about as big a Matt Stafford fan as there's been. You know that. I just, reading the old tea leaves here, this is not good, man.
No, and I...
Good always, for the Texans.
Yeah, and you always got to be very careful when you start, you know, veering into these spaces, because I don't want it to appear as if I'm wishing harm upon anybody.
Yeah.
But that's also a very dangerous proposition if he is out there starting
yes.
in week one.
Yes.
As we have seen, when you got 51 and 55 just meeting at the quarterback, and you could have a number
yeah.
of hits there with an aggravated disc.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, yeah. like you could end up with even more aggravation and the type of aggravation that could really have you sit down for a significant amount of time.
I totally agree, man.
So, yeah, that is very interesting, especially for a Texans team that we know this offense is still coming along. We know that there's some things that we're still hoping to see. It'll be the first time in a regular season game where Nick Caley is calling offensive plays. There's questions about, you know, what mm-hmm. it looks like for the Texans in week one versus the Rams. There's also questions for the Rams is what yeah. it looks like health-wise from the quarterback that is absolutely necessary, you know, in their success.
Yeah.
It looks very different with Jimmy Garoppolo than it does
it absolutely
with
will.
Matt Stafford. So, yeah, that is something that we will have to continue to watch. But it got even more interesting finding out exactly what Stafford was dealing with. Mm-hmm. An aggravated disc yeah. in his back, it seems like. So they're monitoring that situation. It seems like a lot of people are in the place where they're like, no. There's probably maintenance, but then also maybe not. Like we're half and half, but we'll ultimately get a better idea once we get a lot closer to that. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. Another opponent of the Texans. Now, of course, this is just a preseason opponent, but the Vikings having a little bit of more news for themselves. Jordan Addison, a wide receiver for them, was suspended 3 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. He was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol last year, and he eventually agreed to a wet, reckless plea bargain, which, you know, points to the idea or the acknowledgement of alcohol or drugs being involved. So he'll get 3 games for that. And this gets interesting for mm-hmm. me with the Minnesota Vikings, because that NFC North is a very, very hard fought division. You can already see that coming through, depending on how you feel about the Bears with their come up. But, the Packers are a very good team, and the Lions still have the bones of a good team. It'll just be interesting to see what their coaching situation is and how they, kind of fill those spots vacated by their 2 very good coordinators who just got head coaching jobs. But that Jordan Addison played a big role in that offense last
sure
year.
Did.
And I imagine that that would be a big deal for a J.J. McCarthy coming in as a rookie.
Well, that's exactly where my mind went. You have one less weapon for a rookie. Well, in essence, rookie quarterback, first year quarterback, maybe. And that'll be big time for them. 3-game suspension, though, that's you mentioned it, the division, that could be the difference, just one or two of those games.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at it, and, some of the guys that, like Addison, I think he had something like 700-800 yards
mm-hmm.
last year in 15 games. And of course, I'll double check this to make sure that I'm not steering you astray here when I say that. Yeah, 875 yards last year after a 900-yard year the year prior. Like, Addison has been very good for them opposite Justin Jefferson. It's very necessary for them. But they're looking at, behind him, a guy who I think that they would play is a rookie in Ty Felton,
mm-hmm.
and that they would have to put in there. And he's had, he has some, I don't know what the right word is, but he has some weaknesses that would make this a little tough. Like, he's physical corners knock him down. He's kind of a lighter guy, so mm-hmm. that'll be something that the Vikings will have to deal with, and I think that might knock them, in addition to whatever questions you had about J.J. McCarthy having to step in for an admittedly best version of himself, Sam Darnold, last year. This gives me real concerns about what the Vikings are capable of.
Yes, because in the division, you're going to lose games that, in a weaker division, you would win with or without him. Obviously, Lions, Packers, the whole 9 yards there. Bears, who knows? But yeah, it's going to be big for them.
Fig, your guy Will Howard, who was drafted to the Steelers out of Ohio State, apparently he suffered a broken finger.
Oh, man.
So
he's still going to play.
Play what?
That dude going to play. If he had to play right
what?
Now, he will suit up and play.
Oh, he's a gamer.
Apparently he was a fan favorite out there at training camp.
No kidding.
But timetable for return is unclear for him. I think that really pushes him out of space. And to be fair, like, we all knew that, we know that, Aaron Rodgers
going to play
in the space.
So.
No, yeah. He wouldn't, but that does suck for him. And I wanted to make sure I made note of that for you, Ohio State man over
yeah.
there. Some other things that are happening. You mentioned this yesterday, and I wanted to bring this to the fore because mm-hmm. as we're talking about teams that have a lot of visibility on them, The Denver Broncos are a team that I think some people have talked about a good amount. We have not talked a lot about, mm-hmm. but it does seem like a really good team. However, Sean Payton got out saying something about his team that caught your attention at the very least. That he said that the short-term goal is winning the division, clearly. I think everybody's there. Mm-hmm. But this is a team capable of winning the Super Bowl. I've coached six teams that I thought could win the Super Bowl. Some went to championship games. Some went to the playoffs. This is my seventh team that I think has that, close quote. How'd you hear that?
Well, I heard it and was somewhat startled, taken aback, whatever, because this is so unlike Sean Payton, who is one of those guys that doesn't really say a lot, never would really rave about his team, you know, sort of downplays things. He's out here saying, yeah, well, this team is capable of winning a Super Bowl. I was like, what? So he clearly feels really, really good about this team. He says he's only had, what, six?
Six prior, and this would be the seventh. Yes, sir.
The seventh team that is capable of that. This is like the Astros saying, all right, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about every injury on our team. Because it's like so, wait, what? You're going to do what? You're going to tell us that? No, it kind of took me back a little bit. I think, and it made me think a little bit about the Broncos more. You're like, okay, maybe they are. You know, we know they have a good defense.
Yes.
And maybe they feel pretty good about Bo Nixon.
Might get a little tricky during that when the Broncos, I think they come in here.
Yes,
right?
I believe they are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they, is that right after the bye, I want to say? But might be a little tricky now.
2 weeks, 3 weeks after the bye.
So that'd be okay. What, week nine?
November 2nd, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I think that's another one that now, thankfully, as you mentioned, that's going to be here. As of right now, that's scheduled for a noon game. The new upgrades to the stadium. I wonder if that holds like the feeling that we've had where last year where opposing quarterbacks come in and aren't the best versions of themselves. I wonder if that holds. But I can see what he's saying when you look at the way that this team is built, the way that Bo Nix seemed to latch onto the offense last year and over the summer, getting some level of insight from Drew Brees as well. Like, this could be, and then they drafted R.J. Harvey, who was a running back I liked a good amount out of UCF. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I could easily see this being a very good team. That's going to be one that I think we circle even more so for the Texans as another one of those kind of measuring sticks as you face off against a number of those in the AFC. That's the tough thing, is that the AFC West is a mess, and at the top of the AFC, if you want to be a Super Bowl contender, is even tougher.
And the Broncos are kind of becoming a trendy pick in some circles to win that division. Ahead of the Chiefs. So we'll see. But definitely it kind of startled me that Sean Payton's feeling pretty good. He's feeling something out there.
All right, before we go here, I do want to give you the update to the top 100.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
No, I think you're going to like this one. remember, the top 100 has been voted on by the players in the NFL, and we reach now the next level of this where we get to player number 46.
Who is it?
And yet another Texan. I believe second Texan shows up after Joe Mixon has made it already.
Mm-hmm.
Will Anderson Jr., defensive end for your Houston Texans, shows up here at 46 overall. Thoughts?
Feels right, doesn't it? Feels about right, given all the players. You know, obviously quarterbacks take a lot, of spaces there. Will Anderson, 46, and with a bullet. I think he's going to be just rising all year long.
And worth noting, if you want a little bit of a, because I want to give you the other name that shows up here today. Trent Williams, the tackle for the Niners, would be 45.
49-year-old Trent Williams?
Could have had him.
Is that where you wanted to go with this? That was the first thing you wanted to mention, huh?
Could have had him.
All right.
Yeah.
It is true.
Apparently, he's injured too much.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the Bill O'Brien type of guy.
45, you said?
Yeah, he's 45th.
I'll take that.
That.
How many Texans offensive linemen are going to be on this list?
Buddy, if I see the first Texas offensive lineman, I will be thoroughly impressed, especially at this point. If actually,
you would
I don't know if I'd be
one,
impressed.
He's in Washington now.
Yeah, he's in Washington.
I'd be real concerned about what happened with the top 100 voting. Like, I think that you'd have to question what the methodology is.
Nick Caserio must have hat the page or something.
He's got a lot of relatives. He's got a lot of that.
Now, worth remembering the way that the NFL has done the top 100. They've kind of put out little vignettes for every player that ends up.
Oh, yeah.
This is just a little bit from the vignette for Will Anderson Jr. The voices that you'll hear, first it'll be Derek Stingley Jr., obviously cornerback for this team. Then you'll hear from, and of course I forget the name as I go there, I believe it is Deion Dawkins,
yep.
Offensive lineman. Is he with the Bills right now? And then finally you'll finish it out with Josh Hines Allen, who obviously is a pass rusher for the Jags.
He's a leader, first and foremost. Every single play he's going to give you 100%. He'd never take a play off. He'd never take no time off. Without him, we wouldn't be where we was at right now.
Just very agile, very athletic. you know, tricky, very tricky. Like, you don't really see, like, oh, he's going to push you backwards, and then he pushes you back.
Lowe's been playing very aggressive this year in the same division, so we play the same team, so I'm always watching him. I get to get a couple inspiration rushes, like, okay, boom, this is how they just got killed.
Look, man, it kind of surprised me because people talk about his agility, which he has.
Yes.
But he's been more of a power guy.
That was exactly what I heard from when I heard Deion say that. I was like, oh, okay. So, like, it's always good to get the guys who are very, you know, uniquely aware of what those guys are because they have to face off against him, right? That offensive line perspective. He's like, you know, obviously you mentioned that aspect, the agility that we wouldn't necessarily think to describe Will as, although he has all of that within him. But the idea that, oh, man, you wouldn't expect him to get in here and get into your chest in that way. I was like, damn, I thought that was one of those things that you would use as a calling card. So, like, Will's still at this early stage because, again, there's a lot of room to grow. We know that he continues to add to his bag. Even right now, you're looking at offensive linemen, very good ones in this league, being like, yeah, it's hard to call it at times when you're going up against
him. And it also speaks to what we've seen from Will Anderson every year that he's been in the league, adding some more moves, adding some more tricks, and et cetera. I think people are noticing that.
Yeah, and plus, I did love the idea that Josh Hines-Allen in the division makes mention of, yeah, that guy's in the division, we're playing the same guy. So sometimes when I'm looking at, you know, trying to figure out how do you beat this team, I look to Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah.
Like, that is some of the highest praise that I can imagine you get as a pass rusher, is that someone else who is, you know, competing against your team is looking at you like, okay, that you end up showing me the blueprint of how to attack other teams. That is huge, especially Josh Hines-Allen, who, again, no scrub by any means, a very good pass rusher. So salute to Will Anderson Jr. And I'm very interested to see where he goes this year, because it feels like he's on the people know of Will as a good pass rusher, but I don't think people talk about Will as one of the best in the league.
Exactly.
Where he very much can be. And the way that it's going right now in camp, I would love to see where Will ends up next year, because I guarantee it's much higher than 46.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. With a bullet, he's ascending.
Yeah, so shout out to Will.
Talking about this list.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
We finally got a conversation out of it.
I can't wait to talk about the next one.
Well, maybe not.
Who do you think is the next Texan that shows up here? We only, like I mentioned, we've only had two, and no, there's not going to be an offensive lineman. I think I feel confident saying that.
I'm going to say Danielle Hunter.
You think Danielle?
Mm-hmm. 40, 41.
Okay. All right, I think that's
the top ranked one is going to be Derek Stingley.
100%.
Yeah.
CJ probably will be in there.
CJ will be in here. I am confident probably about now. That.
Yeah, probably.
I was going to say
probably now. I feel like he was more confident.
I was going back and forth, to be honest. But Derek Stingley is going to be the highest. CJ will probably be on there. Danielle's next. Anybody else? Am I missing someone?
I mean, I feel like we probably are in this moment. Mm-hmm. But I'll be. Yeah, there's still some ones that would be. I think I'd like to see, but I wonder if CJ ain't the one who's next. I still feel like I wonder what the player's relationship to what his game is, because we've seen, you know, kind of other people, some prognosticators, talking heads, have seemed to be a little bit more down on CJ than we think they should be at this point. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about this offensive line for your Houston Texans. Does Trent Brown hold the key to Blake Fisher's tenure with this team? Let's kind of do the math, as I think you have done a little bit here, Lopez. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so we were just talking about the top 100, what Texans might remain.
We're dummies.
Notable admission, omission, rather. Nico Collins probably be on there.
He'd probably
be
on the top. Why do these 40. Guys on the radio have jobs?
I ask myself that sometimes.
Why do we have jobs?
So if I go with the Texans, then I think will show up. Clearly, I think
Sting these are the guys that's covering the Texans. I'm sure you're getting a bunch of those tweaks and texts.
I bet so. I think Stingley is the highest rated. I imagine Nico's the second highest rated. I could even see him in
Sting,
the
Sting, then Nico, then who?
Then Daniil, and then CJ probably is the next guy that pops up in my mind.
You think
mind.
CJ's next?
Yeah, I think he pops up next.
I think Daniil is next.
And we were just talking about this. It feels like Daniil probably has had a good camp because, like, from the Nico perspective, he almost fades into into, like, you know,
you're
being invisible
granted.
In our sight. We've taken him for granted.
Yeah, it's
to the point, and I don't want him to do this, but. He kind of don't even have to show up for real or show out in camp.
And he doesn't
because we
mind.
Know what he's going to do in the game.
He doesn't even mind being taken for granted. It's his whole career. Kind of lost in Minnesota, you know, never got the due. I mean, didn't he have like 19 and a half
Daniil,
sacks?
Daniil.
I was like, I thought you talked about Nico.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. He's still the wide receiver. We're going to need to make sure to show him love.
He's kind of the same way, though.
Yeah, no,
to some degree. Yeah. I think Daniil, very much so, that's his personality. Yeah. I'm just going to put my nose to the grindstone and be really, really good at what I do. Yeah. I do think that you'd be very wrong to take that approach from Nico, even though you're right. Like, he's a very low maintenance dude. At some point, that becomes an issue.
Yeah.
Like and I'm not saying it's him in particular, but at some point, even the best, especially at that position, at some point they go, all right, this is enough.
He's a diva. Turn into a diva.
And that's something that I don't think you want to do with Nico Collins. No. And to be fair, I don't think this team will do with Nico Collins. Now, one of the ways in which you need to make sure you handle up so that you can get Nico Collins the ball is pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
And this offensive line has had some struggles with that to this point, I think you could say. And so the guys that you're going to have are going to be very important, but also which guys you keep on this roster is going to matter as well in how you're going about this. And Trent Brown hasn't yet practiced with the team. We're still holding out to see when he gets out here and what this team ultimately thinks about him. He was slotted as one of the backups on the depth chart that we got. That apparently Omar put together that D'Amico just signed off
Salute
on.
Salute to Omar.
Yeah, shout out to Omar and his ball knowledge.
Did I mention buy or sell is tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. But you asked a question I thought was interesting. Do you think that Trent Brown ultimately holds the key to Blake Fisher's continued tenure on this team?
Yeah, let's do the math and check my math, as people like to say. Shout out to Apollo 13.
I already established that my math today is not too strong.
Check my math on this. So Trent Brown was brought in. Obviously, very much knows this system. Very much has pelts on the wall. Has been cleared, and this is key, cleared for football activities, which means he's out on the field, he's in the meetings, he's helping out, et cetera, and it's just a matter of getting him going. So I would suspect veteran like that, maybe the next week, maybe the next 2 weeks, we'll see him out on the field.
I sure would hope so.
Right? If he's been cleared for activity. So let's talk about the math here. Last year, the Texans kept 9 offensive linemen.
And D'Amico used that number as well talking in the media, so 9 would probably be a good place to use.
That's the next thing I was going to say.
We've
heard him. No, it's fine. That's the point. They had 9 last year. He said all he's worried about is the 9 they're going to keep. So let's go with the number 9. 6 guys are 100% locks to make this team, presuming they're healthy. Because 6 guys are battling for 5 spots, presumably, based on everything we know, to be starters. Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, Jarrett Patterson, and Jake Andrews are battling it out at center.
Correct.
Tytus Howard and Ariante Ursary.
That feels very, yeah, I'm with you there.
So there's six. So you got to find three more spots, okay? Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram. Ed Ingram got some reps even in the walkthrough today with the ones.
Yes.
Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram seem like they're going to be having an advantage if for no other reason than their interior linemen. You need interior linemen. You also have an interior lineman in Tytus Howard that can play tackle and has played tackle this year. So that's eight, brother. That's eight. If Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram, if you're, and there's more reason to talk about this, but if you're inclined to believe you got those six and then you have Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram, you're at eight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I do wonder if someone had the same quick thought as I did where it goes, are you guaranteed that you need both Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram? I think the way that I would look at this is Juice is the guy that I know that they feel comfortable playing on both sides of that interior, the offensive line. Mm-hmm. However, Ed Ingram is the guy who it seems like they've landed on wanting to slide up there and get reps with the first team. Now, how much of that is, you know, the musical chairs of this all and throwing different guys out and seeing what sticks, mm-hmm. that is a possibility because Ed hadn't been up with those ones at any point to this point.
Right.
Up until two
days
ago.
But he's been in the mix. He's been on the field with the twos.
Yes, with the twos and threes. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong, but this is the first time that they've slid him in with the ones at any point. And that's ahead of Juice Scruggs, who slid in with the ones for one day when Cam got hurt. And now is back with the twos more so.
Yeah.
Again, how much do you make of that? That's a question that you can answer in a different space. Yeah. But I do think that maybe they view Ed Ingram higher at this very juncture, mm-hmm. but Juice moves around for the versatility, so that might have both of them earn a spot.
It seemed like they just looking for some backup plans just in case somebody like a Cam Robinson is out for some time. And so they trying to get a feel for what works better.
And just in general, it's one of the things we've mentioned a number of times, and if you've followed this Texans team for at least a year or two, you see they have had to move guys around. They've had to play musical chairs. Yeah. So I think they want to make sure that they are ready for any possibility and what are the different mixes and matches that we might have available to us if that point arises for.
You mentioned mixes and matches, so let's go there because that's the next point I was going to make. So you have six, Juice and Ed Ingram, depending on how you feel about it. You have eight that are in the mix. The advantage with Jared Patterson and Juice Scruggs is they can play. Jared Patterson can play guard.
True.
You know, so they're interior linemen. Jake Andrews, not so much. He's a little undersized. Ed Ingram is a guard. So there's four guys right there, five, you know, if you count Tytus Howard, but he's a lock, that can play the interior. So what you're looking for is a swing tackle.
Absolutely.
You're looking for a tackle. Keep this in mind. Zach Thomas has taken reps with the first team, I think, yesterday. Zach Thomas is in the mix. Trent Brown obviously is in the mix. We just talked about that. And Blake Fisher. That's three that has to go into one spot.
Or maybe two, because again, one thing about Zach Thomas that's interesting is that he's also played guard thus far in camp.
But you got five.
No, but I'm saying is maybe if they're not so sold on maybe like a Juice Scruggs, which would be wild considering that where he had been just last year as a starter for you, maybe they end up in a place where they go, hey, Zach Thomas can play outside and inside and that versatility matters to us. I don't know, right?
But does that matter as much when Tytus Howard can do that? He's done it today, this week.
Right.
You know, he's going to tackle.
But I also know that they would much rather move some other people around than have to move him around too much.
But the confidence level with him at the tackle position?
100% fair. I hear what you're saying.
It seemed like they might be a little more comfortable with that situation, knowing what's going on with Blake Fisher.
And Tytus Howard has embraced it more this year. It's been a non-factor. Like, you want me to play guard? Cool, I'm a guard. Oh, I got to play tackle? All right, let's swing out the tackle.
Yeah, just wanted to mention more of the permutations. But I think ultimately what you're trying to get to is you need one more tackle, and the tackles that you're looking at are Zach Thomas, who I imagine is probably below these two, but there's a question mark now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blake Fisher, who is a known commodity, but it seems like that knowledge is fading or is like, you know, being placed below Ariante Ursary and the prospect of moving Tytus Howard off of a home that home base that you're setting up for him. Or Trent Brown, who is a known commodity in some respects, but not here because he has not gotten out the field, and we don't even know how healthy he is at this moment.
Right. So three goes into one if we're playing it this way. And my question, what I was really getting at, and this sounds crazy, man, could Blake Fisher be on the hot seat here?
100%. Absolutely.
100%. Could Blake Fisher be cut? A second rounder?
There is a possibility there. Now, the thing that's interesting is, and I have to go back and remember because, of course, in this moment I'm forgetting, has Trent Brown played on both sides when it comes to tackle? Because that was Blake Fisher was the swing tackle last year before things shook up, and then he ultimately manned that right tackle spot. If Ariante Ursary is indeed a starter, and I know that, hey, if circumstances arise, they can move him, but, you know, are they going to have, is your swing tackle going to be a starter, or are you going to want to have somebody behind him who also can play on multiple sides, especially if he's the guy who gets injured? Now you are without swing tackle. Or has Trent Brown had that experience as well?
Trent Brown started 16 games for the Patriots at left tackle in 2018.
There you go.
Also played left tackle in 2022 and 2023 some. This is getting wild, man. This is getting wild because you got six locked up. I mean, that's a given. The two other guards we talk about seem to have an edge. That's eight. So how does three get into one between Trent Brown, Blake Fisher, and Zach Thomas?
It's gonna be worth watching, but it starts with Trent Brown getting back out there, and that this is where that return to football really matters.
Yeah.
There's been a number of guys we've talked about, Christian Harris, Damian Pierce. It looks like we're there for those guys. The next guy we're waiting for is Trent Brown and seeing what that level, because I mean, there's some things and some metrics you could look at to where Trent Brown is one of the better offensive linemen that you have rating wise.
Oh, if healthy, like if we see a healthy Trent Brown, then it's not even a question, right? Because they have more confidence in Trent Brown. They brought him in for this system.
I think so.
Right.
Right. That familiarity with the system. Mm-hmm. Now, last year he only played three games.
Healthy.
He got hurt, and in those three games he wasn't very good. Yeah. If I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
So. What does he still have, right? Because you also don't want yourself in a Shaq Mason situation. And I think Shaq was good when you first had him, but you saw the drop-off that ultimately happened. Just because he has some level of familiarity with, I don't know, coaches or whatever, does not inherently mean that what you get this year is what you want. But, that is clearly a battle that is very much shaping up now. And, you know, how quickly things change in a few weeks, because Blake Fisher was looking like he was having a battle for the starting position, and now it looks like he's having a battle to stay on the roster.
And as Sean pointed out, you know, given the opportunity, this is a great, you know, point, given the opportunity for Blake Fisher to slide in at tackle, they chose other people.
Correct.
Kind of telling.
All right. Look, that remains to be seen, and I think that preseason games will also be a big deal in this.
Yes.
Like, he's going to need to show, Blake Fisher, that is. Do you think that Trent Brown kind of is the incumbent in that space, for lack of a better term?
The way I put it, he holds the keys.
He holds the keys. So,
yeah.
But I guess the question is, does he have to play really well in camp, or outplay Blake in order to get it, or do you feel like he, if they are neck and neck, he gets
it's
the
him.
Edge?
If they're neck and neck, I think it's him.
Somebody said, I think Trent Brown is the next Tony Boselli as a Texan also.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. If healthy, it's not even a question, but that's a big if.
All right. Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a little bit of representation in the Little League World Series. And also, I did mention at one point a date that you need to circle on your calendar. It's coming up, and I'll tell you why next. All right, a number of things that are popping here on this Wednesday in the loop, so let's get going, including, let's start here, Little League World Series. Clearly, the biggest thing that's happening in sports. It might be the most interesting thing that's happening in
most interesting thing we've watched in the last TV.
Well, I mean, I think Astros baseball has been interesting as well.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that because they got a big win yesterday. But shout out to Richmond, Texas' own. The Lamar Little League team is headed to Williamsport as representing the Southwest region.
How about that?
You love to see it as they got a victory last night. It was walk-off, too.
Mm-hmm.
They finished it off. So shout out to Richmond, Texas' own, showing up. And they were technically what, the East Texas team?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. So Southeast? No, Southeast was someone else. They were East, yeah.
Yeah, so the East Texas team, they are headed to Williamsport. So shout out to them getting a victory there. Some other things that are popping as well. And this one really is popping as of 12 minutes ago. The Boston Red Sox have officially finalized an 8-year, $130 million extension for outfielder Roman Anthony. He's a rookie. He's 21 years of age, and he's been pretty damn good for the Red Sox with 828 OPS early on. Getting an extension done early, and of course, why do I care about this for the Red Sox? Good for them. That's cool. I feel like the Astros also have a rookie outfielder who is very young and been very good. In fact, very vital for this team. This feels like this could be a foundational kind of, or maybe not foundational, but kind of a blueprint of sorts for the Astros to get Cam Smith done. Like, they need to get this done early, right?
Cam Smith? Early?
Just go ahead and get him extended. Like, he seems like he is going to be an everyday player for you.
That goes against a lot.
I was about to say, the Astros MO.
Heck, I was like, am I being pranked? Was that the prank? Was that the payback?
No, I'm saying if you wanted to handle things properly.
No. They're not going to handle.
Nah, they're going to take advantage of all that, man.
Arbitration, and then arbitration again, and then arbitration again.
Does that not feel like we're on the same hamster wheel?
Yeah, we are on the same hamster
wheel. Hey, that's their role, man. That's what they like to do.
That's right.
And just to let you know, this is a comparison that's made. 21-year-old Roman Anthony, 828 OPS, as I mentioned, 1.8 WAR in his first season.
Jeez.
You look at Cam Smith, 22-year-old rookie, 702 OPS. 1.7 WAR in his rookie season.
Yeah,
this feels like that would be the value.
I mean, I like where your mind is, but it's also a little scattered right now. We're talking about the Astros.
Okay.
We're talking about the Astros.
Fair enough.
Here. Yeah.
So some people don't want to get Cam Smith paid. I hear it. Okay, it's very good. We'll keep moving along. But no, that is interesting to see, and maybe if the Astros continue to get on their general MO, is this something that we look back on and we go, hey, that might have been the way that you should have handled it with Cam Smith, who's already demonstrated himself.
I think you're right on that. Yeah, I think you're definitely right on that. We've done it already with a couple of players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some other things that are popping. Let's get this, because I know at one point, Tilman Fertitta, the owner of the Rockets, was vying to try and have a WNBA expansion team here in Houston. And I know that some people were like, we want an NHL team first. I can't do nothing for you on that front. But what I can do for you is remind you, earlier in the week, I think it was Monday, in fact, we told you about how there is a ownership group in Boston that bought the Connecticut Sun, which is one of the 13 or whatever, 14 WNBA teams that are in play. And the thought was maybe they get to move it to Boston and, kind of in that same area. Well, the WNBA has said that cities that applied for expansion would get first dibs on Connecticut if they moved out of Connecticut over Boston, which would then put, in theory, Houston in play for a team. So this could be a way to backdoor in possibly a revival of the Comets. I don't know if this actually happens, but interest?
Oh, 100%. This is the time to get in. I mean, I know the price is going up because of Caitlin Clark and other reasons, but this is the time to get in. And absolutely 100%, don't even think twice about it. It's the Comets. It's going to be the Comets again. Don't get fancy with any new names. And it's the Comets is what you got to bring in.
Now,
yeah. You go with the Houston Sun?
Come on, man.
I mean, it would fit the way that she was talking about training camp. The Houston Sun would be, it might make more sense than Connecticut Sun.
Why the hell is the Connecticut Sun? That's what I was just about to ask.
More sense.
Does it fit with like the Mohegan Sun? Is that what the
Oh, maybe. Is that in up in the East Coast?
I think so.
Up in the New England area?
Connecticut area? Ain't that where they play in Connecticut?
I think so.
All right. But no, I don't think it happens because I don't know that the Boston ownership group is bringing it to Houston and then having to figure out the deal with you know, with Tillman and the Rockets in order to house them and everything. I do wonder. Now, they are putting in money for, I think part of the sale is $100 million for practice facilities and everything. But I don't know that. I think feel like if there was a team coming to Houston, the joint ownership model would make a lot more sense than like a separate ownership. Than having to, you know, get the tenant organizations and agreements.
Yeah, and plus moving all the way down here, I'm sure they probably want to keep that fan base that's near that place, right?
Probably, but that's a good. It would be a good fan base here.
It would be.
I would, but I mean, if going from Connecticut Sun to all the way to Houston, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me, Rob, because we mentioned this off air, but I didn't bring it up around the NFL. Mm-hmm. Did you see Mike Vrabel getting in it,
dude? This was bizarre, man.
So if you don't understand what I mean when I say Mike Vrabel getting in it, literally getting in it. Yeah. So we know training camp, scraps, brouhahas, Donnie Brooks will break out. We had one of our own at the Greenbrier with the Texans. It was involving Dalton Schultz and C.J. Gardner. Actually, Dalton Schultz and Russ Yeast. And then C.J. Gardner-Johnson had in a play or two prior, a little bit of an altercation with Cade Stover. Well, apparently the Patriots got their version of that today. Where, you know, a dog pile of sorts had built up. Is there video of this?
I'm just looking at a still picture. He's okay. Got a big cut on the side of his face.
Yeah, and it seems like Mike Vrabel got into the dog pile trying to break it up and ended up having blood on his nose akin to when he was playing linebacker for the Patriots. That is wild, is it not?
D'Amico, step your game up, man. Yeah, jump in that pile, man.
This is big points for that annual coaches picture. You know who wins the fight? Mike Vrabel's getting some points here, man.
Yeah, and I don't like that because D'Amico was always very high up in that. I mean, we still feel like D'Amico could get in there and pull these guys apart if he needed to, right?
D'Amico was there. He was filmed or taped or videoed, is probably best, running gassers today before practice. Out of baby.
Yeah, way to stay fit, baby.
But that's still not roaming the sideline with an ice pack on the side of your face like Mike Vrabel.
You know what?
How did he look once he was available to the media? He go out there with an ice pack and a black eye?
I'm sure we'll get pictures. I'm sure we'll get images. Yeah.
I would like to think that D'Amico was smarter than to jump in the pile with his players. I think that he recognizes that that's not the best use of his skill set as the head coach. And kind of the CEO of what's happening on the field. You know, I feel like he recognizes that he has to be above that a little bit.
Yeah, nah, he ain't going to do nothing like that. But Mike Vrabel, that that fit his resume.
No, 100%.
Like, when I seen it was Mike Vrabel, I wasn't even surprised.
No.
Like, he's the number one pick if you're going head coaches that would – if you just had a Mad Lib and you go – insert name here, coach jumped into a pile. He's the number one seed, right?
Like, who's the coach that will fight a player or jump in a scuffle with a player?
Dan Campbell or Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, Dan Campbell is the next one.
He might be Dan
Campbell might be number one.
He might be
you
number
think
one.
So?
Oh, God,
I think
yes.
so. I think so.
Didn't Vrabel get out here saying he was going to cut off his little man to try and win a Super Bowl?
Vrabel might be 1A. I put it that way.
Oh, man.
Very good.
I still can't. I just can't stop looking at it. He's roaming. He's coaching. He's on the field practicing with a big old ice pack on the side.
There might be something to be said that Vrabel feels his most comfortable around football with blood running down his nose. Yeah,
this is true.
Like, there are some players that they just look like they're that they are more suited for the football environment with blood running down there. I feel like that's the J.J. Watt situation. He might go and put a little bit of like ketchup on
Cushing.
His nose.
Brian
the Cushing. Yeah, that feeling. Just this I feel like I
can
have
taste it.
Right. Mm. It tastes like football.
It tastes like
I
want
to eat your children.
All right.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Mike Tyson, we might need to reel that one back in a little bit. How about this? I mentioned that there's a day that I think you want to put on your calendar, especially if you're a true Texan Houstonian. I know that a majority of us like Whataburger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vast majority of us.
Well, apparently, August 8th is Whataburger Day, National Whataburger Day. I did not know this was a thing. I am learning about this as we go.
National
Whataburger Day is what they have. Now, I don't know if Whataburger was just like, we're just going to call it National Whataburger Day, especially since, you know, they done expanded to a place where they in all these other states as well. However, you get to celebrate too, because supposedly there are 75-cent burgers on Friday for National Whataburger Day.
Them lines are going to be out the door.
Insane.
That's one of those moments where I'm like, I'll skip it.
So you out.
Yeah.
Now, the line's going to be insane, man.
For the 75-cent burger?
It's going to be insane, man. I'd rather go back tomorrow and pay, $8 for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you bougie. That's crazy. I'm going to give me my 75%
burger.
All right,
you stand in a line two blocks down.
That's crazy.
Here's where I'm going to date myself. I remember paying 75 cents for a Whataburger.
You went down to the
I remember.
You went down to the soda fountain with your best gal.
Yep, me and my best girl would ride our bikes over to Fredericksburg Road about a mile from
our house.
Get
you some milkshakes.
Get a milkshake for 50 cents.
Strawberry milkshake and a Whataburger for 75 cents. Yes, I remember it and I'm proud to say it. I'm not embarrassed.
So are you going to get your nostalgia on? Maybe I'll ride a bike.
Maybe I'll ride my bike over to Whataburger.
Yeah, you and your gal.
Yeah.
That same gal.
I can't believe Figgy is too bougie.
Yeah.
For man, a 75 cent burger.
Man, you don't understand. Crazy. Those lines are going to be insane. It's not just going to be. A regular Whataburger line be insane at some point.
Yeah.
I can't imagine 75
cent. Oh, they're
cent
long
burger.
Right now.
That's yes.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, so I can't even imagine how that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that burger. I'm sorry. 75. Somebody said that's what DoorDash is for. By the time you spend it, pay for DoorDash.
Yeah, it'll be $75.
Are they doing that for DoorDash?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't. Okay. Yeah, I was like, look, I'll see if I can check the press release to see if they have anything more in there.
Pray for your Whataburger workers, too, man.
That is true.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be tough.
That is true. Somebody said that's standing in line, in that line would be the equivalent of me waiting at Golden Corral on Veterans Day.
Maybe that'll be a question of the day one day. Restaurants that you've just quit. I used to go to Golden Corral all the time, like when I was young, all the time.
Oh, yeah, the all-you-can-eat buffet.
And then I just quit Golden Corral.
I went one time since I've been living here. I went to the one over off of, I think it was over by Main Street, over by NRG.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of regretted because it was already going down.
Yeah.
It was rough. And I was just like, man, I'm not feeling this
places
food at all, man.
Places you just quit. See, Golden Corral is probably number one on my list.
I don't think we were a Golden Corral family.
Luby's? I quit Luby's.
Oh, I think I kind of have quit. We went to Luby's, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And it just didn't hit quite the same.
Yeah.
But it might have just been that one experience. I'm not willing to give up on you, Luby's. As a family, we weren't a Golden Corral family. I think we were a Ryan's family.
I liked Ryan's. Ryan's? I liked Ryan's, yeah. That was an Austin thing. That was a Central Texas thing.
Somebody said, why would you stand in line for 2 hours to save $8 to $10, even if you make $5 an hour?
It's the principle.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It is the principle of the matter here.
And the nostalgia, riding my bike over to Fredericksburg Road.
That's right.
75 cents.
You got to record all of this too, man. You're just being in line. Are you going through the drive-thru or are you walking in?
Honestly, I think that the smart play, and I might be messing this up by telling people, I think that they'll have it on the app. Order it in on the app. Just take your time, roll over there, and then just stroll in and pick up your food. I feel like that's the play.
Man, those workers are going to hate it.
That's right.
Oh, man.
They're going to hate that day.
That's right. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody says, so are you guys saying Fisher is another Caserio O-line bust? I mean, as of right now, bust is used too frequently. However,
stay tuned.
If you were trying to choose right now between success or bust, it's much clearly the latter rather than the former.
I would say disappointed for sure. Yeah. I don't want to say bust yet, but
stay tuned.
It's very disappointing. I'd be shocked that they moved on from him this quickly, though.
Yes, we had people on the text line saying, hey, what if he just happens to have an injury and he's on the injury? Yeah, that ends up being the way that they play it to give them more time. But right now, he is on the bubble, which, of course, is not where you would have hoped a second-round pick like Blake Fisher to be. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, C.J. Stroud talked to the media today after practice. We'll hear what he had to say next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.